Blog Talk Radio.
Beverage. Oh.
Wowzers. Oh, it's a jam. I love that jam. It's my favorite Ween track off of Chocolate and Cheese. I know there's some Ween purists out there that are going to say blah, blah, blah. But I don't care. That's my favorite one. Anyway, let's jump right into it. My co-host tonight is Sick Girl. What's up, Sick Girl?
Your mother's fat.
No, you're not Sick Girl. Who's this?
This is your dick in your mouth. That's who it is.
I'm sorry, is that Ace?
No, nigga. It's not Ace.
Oh, my bad. Who is it? Identify yourself immediately.
It's your mother's butthole.
Okay, thanks for coming out. I think this might be Sick Girl. Sick Girl, is that you?
Yeah, it is, and I've identified that caller, and he's in trouble. What the fuck
yeah,
with my
thanks
ween?
For, big
Gene
up
and
Sick
Gene
Girl.
Are on their way to his house with the Fed handler, and they're going to fuck him up.
Don't tell me about it. The less I know, the better.
Mm-hmm, I know. Sorry. Anyways, thank you. Thank you for this.
Well, it's you, dude, I gave you the opportunity earlier, and you snoozed and lost, so I picked Big Audio Dynamite, which two people came to.
I don't
know
give
who
a
you
shit.
Are.
Do you really care? That only
no,
two
I
people
don't.
Showed
no,
up?
I don't. No, I don't. I was disappointed, though. I thought I knew more people that liked Big Audio Dynamite or gave a shit, but who cares? It doesn't matter. It was fun. And then we saw that epic, thank you so much for turning me on to that Queens of the Stone Age show. Holy
it
smokes.
Fantastic. And by the way, that was who my choice was for the nooner.
Oh my God, that was an epic show. I'm so
yeah,
glad.
That's like a 3-hour show though. That's no half hour for them.
But it was solid. But for the internet though, for internet attention, it was perfect.
Yeah.
The right song. And they were all fucking on point, and it was tight, and it was epic, and it was like, wanted you for more. It was perfect. I couldn't ask for a better performance in Oakland, here in the Bay Area, representing Queens of the Stone Age, Josh Homme with his other homie and their new crew. I don't know. Is that a one-off band? Or
I don't know what's going on. I think there's a whole bunch of shit going on. I think some of them just didn't want to do it anymore. I got to look into that tonight, actually. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. Dude, that was epic.
Speaking of Queens of the Stone Age and Ween, you know, Gene did Desert Sessions?
Dude, who didn't, dude? I was in Desert Sessions. Are you kidding me?
Okay, sorry. Excuse the fuck out of me.
Aren't
God,
you?
God, Vince's so all over the place.
Desert Sessions, you're not?
No, well, I'm not. Not yet.
Volume 623.
I'm going to be the grand finale right before everybody dies.
Nobody ever dies, dude. There's always going to be somebody left over from the sessions forever. All right, digress. We're talking about Ween tonight. We got callers on the line, hopefully Ween fans. Before we go to these callers, as my co-host, please tell us about your obsession with Ween, and you selected a song tonight called Mutated Lips that we're going to play in a minute here, and I want you to like Ween and why you picked this song.
Why do I like Ween? Because they are my brain in music. They're so all over the place, but they're really fucking good musicians. They get discounted because of their playfulness and their cheesiness, but they're very good at what they do. Now, there's a whole, like, inner workings with Dean and Gene that they break up, but they're never going to really be apart. They'll say that. There's a lot of shit going on, but they're talented fucking people. That's what I respect. I mean, even with cheesy lyrics and whatnot, listen to the fucking music.
Yeah, they're kind of all over the place, and their production value varies at points, but I think they have a great catalog and a great body of work. Even if they are done or they do quit, whatever, they've got such a great body of work that there's plenty, and there's live stuff, and there's plenty to you can do a pretty deep dive into Ween and get geek out on it for quite a while.
You can. I like their art, too. Chocolate and Cheese cover's pretty decent, I'd say.
Yeah, No doubt. Okay, so lips, mutated lips. Why the song?
Mutilated lips.
It's why
it's
the
beautiful.
Do you have mutilated lips? What's up?
No, it's a very pretty song. You don't like it? The Mollusk is in the top three Ween albums, easily for me. That, Chocolate and Cheese, and probably, I don't know, Pure Guava or something old. I don't know.
Oh, album.
Huh?
The White Album. I love the White Album.
Yeah. See, they have a lot of albums. Mutilated Lips is the prettiest song. It's like I fall asleep to that shit. It's soothing to me. That's why.
I liked their I liked Dark Side of the Moon. I thought that was pretty good.
I love all of them except the cowboy one was weird.
I like Houses of the Holy. That one was pretty rocking. When they did that rock opera, Tommy, that was fucking epic.
You son of a bitch.
All right, let's go to some Ween right now. This is Mutilated Lips or Mutated Lips, one or the other.
Mutilated! I know it. It's mutilated, Vince.
Oh, yeah, just give a kiss. That was Ween, everybody. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm back with my co-host tonight, Sick Girl. Sick Girl, fantastic selection. That was a great tune.
Thank you. It is, isn't it?
Very soothing. I feel very mellow. I'm in, you know, I'm in my happy place. I feel good. We got a bunch of callers, so I think we have Ween fans on the line.
You do, and I saw the wonderful Claypool Sellers likes our choice tonight, by the way.
Very cool. Thank you. Oh, yes, our sponsors, Claypool Sellers. Big ups to Claypool Sellers. Okay. They sent me a little care package via Sick Girl. Thank you, Sick Girl. She sent me a holiday gift, and the folks at Claypool Sellers were very, very gracious enough to throw a little extra in. I got to go through a bottle of Fancy Blend the other night, and I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, but the other night I was tweeting out a bunch of Gogo Bordello songs. I made a playlist, and I drank all of the Fancy Blend while I was creating that playlist. So that explains that. It's not an excuse. It's just an
it's an enabler.
Explanation. I can't talk.
Anyway,
let's take some calls, shall we?
Yeah. Can I say something, though?
Yeah,
we would troll the piss out of any of these callers. I would love that. So if they're going to call in with hate or whatever, just hang up.
No one's going to call in with hate. We got Rebel here. He's cool. He's another host. What's up, Rebel?
Hey, girl. Yo, I love Weezer.
Oh, fuck.
Really? Weezer?
Yeah, this pisses me off, too, because I pulled up the at Ween, and it's a picture of Weezer.
That wasn't Weezer?
That's, dude, come on. Are you kidding me? Do you really not know what Ween is?
No. Well, I got one, but...
Well, you're getting schooled tonight. Did you hear the two songs we played already?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And give them a chance, Rebel. You'll like them.
First impression, yes or no?
It's not bad. It's a little trippy shit. It's all right. I like it.
Are you on LSD or something?
No. I feel like I am because I'm watching the Bitcoin crash to the ground.
It was down to 725 last time I saw. Where is it now?
650.
Oh yeah, it's coming back down to earth. And there'll be a dead. Don't worry. Catch the cat bounce with every bubble. There's a dead cat bounce. Play the bounce, bro. You got to anticipate the bounce.
I own 5 Bitcoin. I sold 5.5 when it hit 920, and I'm actually waiting.
Wait. What point did you get in on?
204.
Oh, bravo, fantastic, good for you.
And it was by accident. I bought 10.5 Bitcoin. I bought 12 Bitcoin, but lost a bit, 1.5. For an online poker site, it's the only one you can play in the United States legally called Bitcoin Poker. And I didn't like it, so I was stuck with these Bitcoin, and all of a sudden it took off through the fucking roof. And I sold 5.5 in the 900s, and then I think it was like 970. And then now I have 5 left, held on to them. Now they're crashing. I'm actually waiting for it to hit about 400, 300, and I'm going to buy more.
Oh, I think it's going to fall. Yeah, I think it's going to probably sustain eventually around 100 or 200 where it was, but a little bit higher, maybe 300. But, it shows you how just fucking sporadic that currency is. It's really a commodity. It's like a digital gold.
Nope, it's at 620. It's dropping like a fucking stone.
There's so many butthurt Bitcoin millionaires right now. All right, enough of Bitcoin. Let's take more calls. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Yo, hey, girl. You being dickmatized?
Yo, girl, I'm dickmatized.
Yo, you guys have been dickmatized?
Not lately. But we're talking. Wait, actually, that sounds like that might be a Ween track. Do we have that queued up? Can we get that queued up?
We do.
Yeah.
Ain't that on? That ain't no. That ain't Ween track. I stigmatized.
Bitcoin.
I know
is now
it is a Ween track.
Bitcoin is now at 609.
What you guys talking about Bitcoin, man? Yo, hey girl.
Hey
girl.
Yo, hey girl. Who this?
It doesn't matter.
It's sick girl. No, sick girl.
The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. We got plenty of calls to get to. Go ahead, caller. On screen. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Naked Granny. Naked Granny.
Naked Granny.
I like Lisa Weaver. Nice playing the date that song.
My God. What?
Okay, I get it. Rebel was trolling, but that was just bad. Come on. Rebel, like, you got to do that, man. Like, trying to steal somebody's... Rebel, you should be a little bit offended there. Like, you pretty much, you know, did that joke, and we've done the joke for the show. So, I mean, come on. What these guys are, like, picking up your breadcrumbs. What's up with that?
Nah, haters going to hate, man. There's dick riders everywhere.
Man. Folks... If you don't have an opinion on Ween, don't call in. This is a limited show. We got 10 minutes left. We got one more song to play. And this song that we're going to play is dedicated to Jester. So I have to, like, check it out, listen to the words. Let's take more calls. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Naked Granny, nigga. Naked Granny.
Naked Granny. That's thing. I apologize, folks. We were going to Ween, play some tune. We're going to do
Vince,
that.
Vince, that sounds like your son. Son, is that you?
No, that's not my son. He's gone, okay? You, myself, and sick girl, all right? And one more caller. Let's see. Okay, who is this? Caller, you're in there.
It's Naked Granny. This is
no more Naked. That's it. Naked Granny is banned.
J to the A to the V to the A to the B to the J, babe.
That was not JVAB. Come on. All right, let's try this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, hey, girl. You ever been dickmatized?
Hey, girl.
Yo, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. You ever been dickmatized?
Hey, girl.
I
talking about dick-tized.
Was really here for a Ween show.
Oh, who that Ween, man? They ever been dickmatized?
I told you. I think they have a track called Dickmatized.
Don't play that track.
Hey, girl, that was off the hook, nigga.
Yo, hey, girl, who this girl, man? Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey, nigga. Hey, girl.
Don't play that Ween track, bro.
Talk about that Ween live at the Apollo.
Yo, hey, girl, play that Ween.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Hi, girl.
Thanks, guys. Great idea. Appreciate the call. We will play some Ween, but we got to take a few more calls, and then we'll do that. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Did you mean Queen instead of Ween, or was it Ween? I thought you meant Queen.
No, Ween. Wrong. Thanks for calling. Okay, another caller. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
KX1. How's it going?
Oh, God, that guy. All right, come on, callers, please. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
All right, girl. This KX1, bro.
No. Okay, we got to wrap it up here. All right, one more call. Go ahead, caller. Who's this? Caller, hello?
Is it me?
It's you. Hello, who's this?
Just old little lady.
Old lady. Okay, you know, we've had enough old little ladies. That's enough. We got to wrap it up. One more caller. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Y'all, you playing that Ween track, bro? Dickmatized?
You faggot. I'm going to play it right now. All right, final thoughts. Rebel, final thoughts. You want to plug your show? Anything you want to say about Ween?
Hey, girl, big BTR marathon tomorrow, girl. 9 hours, BTR.
Oh, my God. That's right. Those retards are going to do 9 hours of derpitude. check it out, Blog Talk Radio or not. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
9 hours of derpitude, KX1.
Yeah. No, I just promoted it, asshole. Okay. Finally, the lovely sick girl. Final thoughts on Ween.
Nothing. Ween is Ween. They don't know it. Look it up. You'll find something. Thank you, Vince, very much. I adore you.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. It was a pleasure and honor to serve you and pleasure you. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. Big ups to Becalina 13, Resera, Russell League Radio Live, Nick Knack, and Sick Girl for, you know, several guest listeners for holding it down in the chat room. I hope you enjoyed the program. And we're going to sign off here with a track dedicated to El Gestor, Mr. Jester on Twitter. And this is a little song for him. Good night, everybody. Stay frosty.
Buenos tardes, amigo. Hola, my good friend. Cinco de mayo on Tuesday, and I hoped we'd see each other again. You killed my brother last winter. You shot him 3 times in the back in the night. I still hear mama weeping. Oh, mama still dresses in black. I looked at every fiesta for you. I wanted to greet. Maybe I'd sell you a chicken with poison interlaced with the meat. You look like my brother. Mama loved him the best. He was head honcho with the ladies. Mama always said he was blessed. The village all gathered around him. They couldn't believe what they saw. I said it was you that had killed him, and that I'd find you and upstand the law. The people of the village believed me. Mama, she wanted revenge. I told her that I'd see that she was honored. I'd find you and put you to death. I've found you. On this such a joyous day, I tell you, it was me who killed him. But the truth I'll never have to say. Buenos tardes, amigo. Hola, my good friend. Cinco de Mayo on Tuesday, and I hoped we'd see each other again. Yes, I hoped we'd see each other again. I hoped we'd see each other again.